To be again in the Lord's house tonight. I would ask you to pray for me. Even to this day, I still find it hard to stand before people anyway, just to say anything. I mean, but the thing about it is, it's not necessarily the fact that you're standing in front of anybody, but just giving testimony of what God's given me, what He's done for me, how He's brought me, and but God's been good to me.
Amen.
I just want to say I appreciate God, and I certainly don't deserve anything He's done, but for whatever reason He loved me and he gave Himself for me, and I really want to iterate that tonight a little bit, if Lord help me on. Like I testified the other night of, I've been hung on that idea of the blood, and I don't know why. I mean, I can't study on anything else. I can't think on much anything else, but just the idea of the blood and how important that is and what was given and through that. But I mean, I just want to reiterate that a little bit. If you got your Bible, turn with me to the book of John, chapter number 19. The book of John, chapter number 19. And I'll begin reading in verse number 25 tonight. The Bible says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother and His mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciple standing by, whom He loved, He saith unto His mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith He to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." Now, I just want to stop there for just a minute. I just want to say, hey, God does not leave anything unsaid or undone.
Right.
He's going to make a way for people to be cared for, watched after. And He's going to make a way that people are going to be taken care of. And that their needs are going to be met. All right? I mean, and that's just a physical example there, that nothing is left unsaid or undone. And I continue on, verse number 28, it says, "And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, It is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost." I just want to reiterate that idea there, that it is finished. Meaning, in other words, it is accomplished, like the Bible said there. All the things had to happen in order for us to have an opportunity for us to be reconciled unto the God of heaven had been done. All these things that had to happen for us to have that opportunity to be saved and be brought out of our sin and brought into that relationship and have that one-on-one relationship with our Father in heaven. Everything that had to happen was accomplished when He said, "It is finished." See, there's a point in time I go back in my own life. Whenever I met Jesus, in my own way, I was sitting in the pew. I remember that day. I can't sit there and say, hey, He come down to me and said it's finished. But the idea, I mean, that's how I saw it. He said, "I've been took care of everything. I've got this handled. All your sin debt has been paid."
Yeah.
And that's what He's saying here. It is finished. All these things have been accomplished. And just that word, that phrase, "it is finished."
Yeah.
Just kind of power. That's just in that smaller phrase. Just think about that. The amount of power in saying it is finished, it is completed, it is done.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how can we? I can't comprehend that really. And how I was dead in sin, and all he had to do was say, "It is finished."
That's right.
It's a spoken word. I mean, we have His word right here. It's written. It's recorded. I mean, the Bible even tells, you know, that there's power. I mean, we sing of it. There's power in the blood.
Sure.
The blood, it wasn't Christopher Message's blood. It wasn't Joel Hyatt's blood. That was the blood of Jesus Christ given out there on the cross of Calvary.
Yeah.
It was a willing sacrifice.
Yeah. Right.
Now, think about that for just a minute. How important the blood is to us, our own blood. If in a physical manner, it carries oxygen to all parts of our body.
Yes.
It sustains us from that oxygen. You take it in, and not only that, it also carries, it helps us distribute our immune system, the white blood cells and things along those lines that help destroy bacteria and fight off infection.
All that's carried by the blood.
Yeah.
So it goes to show that without the blood, we cannot survive.
Yeah.
We have no life.
Right.
And that's a physical example there. And the fact of the matter is, whenever Jesus went out on that cross and gave himself a willing sacrifice, poured out his blood, that's of equal importance. That we cannot have that spiritual life, that we cannot be reconciled without the blood that was poured out on Calvary.
Amen.
Right.
So just as our blood is as important to us in our physical everyday to be able to survive and to be healthy and to be strong, we need the blood of Jesus Christ in order to be strong and to be healthy. We need that in this hour. The church needs to understand how important it is to see the blood as important as it is, because it's not something we can just bypass in the way.
Right.
We don't sing about it like we used to. I mean, we still sing, there's fire in the blood and things like that. But when you get to talking about the blood and the sacrifice out there on Calvary, people today, it doesn't mean anything to them. In the church house today.
Right.
I mean, you can see it in people's faces. They're just...
That's right.
Like they're sitting like a frog on a log. I mean, I don't know any other way to describe it. I mean, they're emotionless. There's nothing to it. But I can't help it. But when somebody gets a preaching or teaching or singing about the blood of Jesus Christ, I can't help but get stirred up in myself.
Amen.
There's something, there's power there. It's important to me.
Yeah.
I've been washed. Hey, you want another physical example of that? That whenever God, whenever His Son said it is finished, look over here in Matthew chapter number 27. In verse 50, it says, Jesus, when He had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, top to bottom. Hey, that's a picture right there, the physical picture. Because the blood was given out on Calvary, that door of the temple was rent in twain, that veil was rent in twain, and the door of the temple was opened up to all people. We have that opportunity. When that door was opened up, whenever He said, it is finished, the temple was opened up to all of us.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that something? There's fire in that blood.
Yes,
what else does it say here? If the temple, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Hey, I can take a hammer sometimes. I can sit there and beat on a rock with a hammer, and it doesn't do anything. But just the fact that He said, it is finished, and the rocks broke in two, and the earth quaked before Him, the earth trembled at that fact that there's fire in the blood.
Yes.
How powerful is that? And we still sit here. But there's power there.
Yes.
It ought to stir up those who've been born again. There's got to be a pot stirring going on down deep inside. That the blood was upon, there's fire in it. And what can happen in just the words there, it is finished.
Right. Yeah.
How powerful is that?
Right.
Hey. Let's hear it. The graves were opened up, and the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Not only was the door of that temple open, not only did the earth quake and the rocks rent, but hey, the dead arose. In other words, hey, that temple might be opened up to us, but there's life in it.
Amen.
It is finished and life came out. Ain't that something? The idea of the power, just the spoken word. I mean, God knows He recorded it down and He spoke us into existence. He spoke the earth into it. He spoke us into existence. He knew us.
Yeah. Sure, that's right.
Just the idea that He'd give Himself for us.
Yeah.
We did. I wasn't born alive. But yet He's all fit to give me life. Something I never had before.
Yeah.
And it was just the idea when He said it is finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. He gave me the opportunity that I can come. And He could have just a spoken word in the earth, just a power in that, and we see it, we have an opportunity to understand and know it. And not only that, but the life that was given in that. The dead arose out of their own graves. Hey, that's not an understandable thing. I can't understand that in my own mind.
Right.
That a person's grave would just open up and they'd come a crawling out, made whole.
About
I'm not talking about no mess like Hollywood puts out or some kind of zombie apocalypse. That's stupidity. But hey, I'm talking about people crawling out made whole, alive and well, physically out there making a testimony of what God did out there on Calvary. He said it is finished and there he says, and they appeared unto everybody. Hey, look at this. Look at this here. Not only all that, just that it's finished and all those things come to pass and it was made testimony of that, but even those that were there. He said, now that when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. So, hey, when God said it is finished, not only did the veil over the temple being rent in twain, not only was the earthquake, the ground did shake, and the rocks broke in half and broke up, and the dead did arise, but those that were alive and on earth saw it and made testimony that truly this was the Son of God. Hey, that's something in the church house now. That's just what I see whenever I see those that were brought up out of the grave and they went out and seen the people in the world seeing them. That's a testimony of God in that's a church to me. That's what God's given me. That's the church. And people need to see Jesus Christ in the church.
Yes, sir.
Because God gave me life through His blood. When He said it is finished, He said, Christopher Messick, it is finished for you. I was dead. Now people see me as alive. That's how we all need to walk. And don't get me wrong, I'll fail. But that's the thing. I'm going to walk through them doors this evening. I'm going to go home and I'm going to get up and go to work tomorrow. And when I go to work, there's people going to be able to see me as alive. Are they going to see that there's a blood washed, a sinner saved by grace, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, been made alive? Are they people out there going to see that on me? There's power in that blood. When people who have no life, those very same ones who are out there persecuting, whipping, and bloodling, spitting on, and killing the Son of God, those very same ones that out there were witness to that, said truly, this was the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the only way this world is ever going to see or hear about Jesus Christ and how He came, how He died, gave Himself for us, and that the blood must be applied, you must be born again according to what the Scripture says too now. Hey, you must be born again. The only way that's ever going to happen outside these doors is you tell it.
Right.
People need to see you. Need to see me. I need to quit the foolishness. I like to play games. I mean, that's just the thing. But people need to see me as alive.
Amen.
There is power in the blood.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Ecclesiastes says that let's see the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments. For that is the whole duty. Hey, that's our duty. That's our calling. That's something we have to do. There's power in that blood. We need to acknowledge that. It's something, I don't know. I can't understand it, how it stirs in me. It's just something that's natural. There's something new in me whenever God saved me. There's something that desire to have God's Word. And I'm not going to say I study like I ought to because I don't. And I don't pray like I ought to because I don't. But God never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He didn't leave me to go and die and go to hell. He's faithful. There's power in that blood. Is it important to you tonight? Is that terminology, when He said it is finished, is it important to you? It means something to me. That's something special to me. I read that and boy, that's like God coming down, whipping me up and just carrying me up in His arms. I know my son, he likes that whenever daddy comes, picks him up, wraps his arms around him. I'm pretty sure that's how his children was. Anybody's got children know. When a father comes down, picks up his child, there's some peace there. But the only way that's ever possible is when He said it is finished.
Amen.
I have reconciliation unto my Father in heaven because He said it is finished.
Right.
Because he paid that sin debt that I owed. I had to see myself lost without God. I had to see myself as a lost and dying sinner. How many of you can honestly say you can look back in your life and say, I've seen myself as a lost sinner?
Yes, sir.
He's done paid that sin debt.
Yes,
he said it is finished. There's power there. And he's got his hand out. Is it special to you tonight? Is it important that you revisit that idea whenever he said it is finished? That's important to me. I love it. I love it when we sing about the blood. I love it when somebody gets to testify on how God saved them and brought them out of sin and God and give them a life, a real life and true happiness and joy.
Yeah.
That just helps my heart, boy. That just stirs me. I know I don't sit there and hoot and holler like some people think you ought to. But boy, that just does something to me. Sometimes I might get to back there and smile like a donkey on just got a carrot or something. It stirs in me.
Amen.
It makes me happy, people talking about the blood that way.
Amen.
Does it do you? Is it that way in your heart? Are you happy? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know,
yeah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I hope that stirs you tonight. It's a help to me to want to do something for God. He's done it all for me.
Sure.
It ain't nothing to want to do a little something for the one who gave himself. He gave me life.
Sure.
Yeah. Has he give you life? You can have life if you want it.
Yeah, eternal.
You can have that love and peace and joy in your own heart.
Yeah.
He said, all you have to do is come. He said, whosoever will.
Yeah.
Will.
That's why he died. He said he died for whosoever. I'm a whosoever.
Yeah.
Are you a whosoever?
Right.
Preacher, I thank you tonight.
Hey, Mike.
I appreciate God helping me.
Good word.
Appreciate God.
Whosoever believeth.